What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1. It is Big Mike, excited to kick off 2018 right with a great friend to Comedy 103.1. He helped us celebrate our fifth birthday last year, and he's going to be here this weekend at Comedy Works South of Landmark. We'd like to welcome back Brad Williams. What's up, man?
Yo! Hey, so good to be back. I love this station. Had a great time at the fifth anniversary show. That was a blast.
Man, I want to thank you again because, it was our fifth birthday. We wanted to do something big. When I found out that you'd be able to come celebrate with us, I mean, I was like, yes, hell yes. Let's Perfect. Make that happen. And then the show was phenomenal.
That was a fun night.
Everybody was laughing. And, a lot of the people that were opening up for you were like, wow, this is one of the best times we've had. Mm-hmm. So, it was just a great night of comedy, man.
Oh, when you get all those pure comedy fans in the audience and not the people that just wandered in and was like, wait, I have to buy two drinks? I don't understand. Why isn't he talking about my specific topic that only I find funny?
Exactly.
Talk about Legos.
Real comedy fans were already two drinks deep by the time they got in there, man.
Exactly. Dude, I had to kick out a heckler last week. I was in Buffalo, and I get why people are miserable in Buffalo. I totally understand. Yeah. You should be happy, though. Your team's in the playoffs for the first time in 17 years.
True.
But yeah, I had to kick her out, and just because she was just there for New Year's. It was amateur night, and I said one thing that she didn't like. And then it was just like, it's weird because it used to be just kind of like, oh, wow, that's a crappy thing that comic said. I'll wait for the next joke. Now it's like, your life needs to end. You need to die in front of your parents. Like, it's like, calm down.
The world has changed a little bit. You're right. You used to be able to say
coming.
Something wasn't right, or you don't agree with the
sure.
anybody. It's not even comedians, actors, politicians.
Everybody.
Now, I mean, if you say one thing, you can have everybody all over you because one person's upset.
Yeah, and I'm always like, wow, I'm always amazed when people want the dwarf to starve. It's like, really? I've had kind of enough, don't you think? I've had to overcome everything else and live my life. Most of the time, people don't get that mad when a dwarf insults them because, like, when a rich white guy insults you, you're like, his life is so much better than mine. But then when I insult you, you're like, ah, that's cool.
No, it's 2018. You're no longer exempt. Sorry.
Yeah, no kidding, right? It's nuts. But, like, for the most part, everyone's pretty good, pretty happy at my shows because no one's really anti dwarf, everyone's like, oh, the country's divided. It's like, we disagree on a couple things, sure, but overall everyone's kind of pro dwarf. Like, you come to my shows, there'd be black, white, gay, straight, man, woman, red state, blue state, all look at the stage, all thinking the same thing.
But it's probably like Trump on election night. You wouldn't admit if you were anti-dwarf. So those that are probably don't say it out loud.
No one's making those speeches like, these dwarves are coming in here, they're taking our jobs. We gotta build a higher curb.
They don't burn books. They burn the Wizard of Oz DVDs. It's no good, man.
Exactly. But no, I'm always happy to come back to Denver. This is one of my favorite cities. I'm walking in here with a little extra skip in my step for multiple reasons. One, I just met Steve Atwater, from the Broncos. So I'm really excited about that. I'm really happy. Also, I'm really happy December is done. So now I can go back to the mall. Again, that's not a good time to be a dwarf and go to the malls. Everyone just kind of grabs me. Like, this year I had a manager grab me and like be like, "Where are your ears?" It's like, oh, no, man. It's not me. I'm not. But and then I also had one of the weirdest moments ever. I went to a mall to do some shopping for Christmas, and I saw another dwarf, but he was doing the mall Santa thing. Yeah. He was an elf, and when we locked eyes, and the look of shame on his face just staring at me like, oh man, he saw me. And like, it reminded me of one of those Sarah McLachlan ASPCA commercials. I have expected here in the background just the, in the arms of the angel.
Did a tear go down
right my eyes? I was looking at him disappointed like, you son of a, but It's weird. I can't be that mad because I've done that before. Like, almost every dwarf has done one of those gigs because sometimes you need money and sometimes someone waves a lot of money at you and says, here, put this elf costume on. You're like, yeah, all right, I will.
And I mean, to be honest, you know, somebody like, I really couldn't pull it off. So you got to do it just because you can and some people can't. So I mean, it's got to be a bucket list.
I mean, thankfully, I got a little bit of money, so I don't got to do it anymore, but. But trust me, I still own my leprechaun outfit. I got one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's buried in my basement, John Wick style. Oh, nice. So, like, one time, someone's going to offer me enough money, I got to take that sledgehammer to the basement, just, like, break it out, like, I'll do it for one more job, you know. And then
hopefully that's no time soon.
No, I got enough stuff going on. I'm telling plenty of jokes. I'm traveling the country, coming to probably my favorite city to come to, and that's Denver.
Well, it must be if you're kicking off 2018 with it, man. First weekend of 2018, we got Brad Williams over here.
I want to start the year right. I don't want to be like, hey, it's 2018. I'm going to Des Moines. You know, that's not a fun one. I mean, I like Des Moines, but it's not
Denver.
It's not Denver.
It's not Denver.
Yeah, it's like saying, like, all right, Des Moines is like at the end of the night at the bar where you're standing around, you see a four, you're like, she'll do.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fine.
Well, you know, I really want to make this weekend special. We got to try to make this happen because we got Brad Williams. He's going to be at Comedy Works South at the Landmark this weekend. You got to get your tickets at comedyworks.com while you're here. Now, anybody who's ever listened to you here on the station in the past or anybody who follows you on Instagram, they know you're not just saying this because you're in town, but you're a legitimate Denver Broncos
fan. Yeah, dad went to school with Elway and at Stanford, so he wanted his kids to support a Stanford-led football team, and so that gave me two options: either A, be a Broncos fan with Elway, or B, be a Raiders fan with Jim Plunkett. And I wasn't born with a neck tattoo, so I'm not a Raiders fan. So I'm a lifelong Broncos fan. So the fact that like players come out to shows,
you've had some big names come to your shows.
Yeah, Rod Smith, Ed McCaffrey, Mark Jackson. I just talked with Steve Atwater, and looks like he's gonna come out to a show. She's probably gonna be there.
But one guy who hasn't come to your shows yet, John Elway. As far as you're aware.
Yeah, no, I would know. Oh. I've got, you know how some people have a Gaydar? I've got John Dar. And I know. I feel a presence in the force. Now I'm not saying I'm shouting him out or anything like that, but I just really want him to come because if he shows up,
John
to the
Elway,
shows,
you have not had a good week. You know, John Elway, it's not a good week, just that it's been a busy week. You've had a lot of decisions to make.
Right.
I bet you've been stressed out this week. And just so you know, it's a known fact that laughter releases endorphins. It's a stress reliever. I think you need some comedy this weekend, and you might as well go watch somebody who's a big fan of yours.
Yeah.
And that's just my opinion.
And I'll tell you what, John, if you show up to the shows, you're going to see a dwarf cry tears of joy. Tears of joy. And dwarf tears can cure many diseases. I don't know if people know that, but dwarf tears can cure many diseases. And if you ingest enough of them, you do get three wishes. So, really, John, like, help heal. Help heal.
Yeah.
You want to do some good.
You might hear the ASPCA song in the background while he sees you, but still, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, I don't get starstruck too often, but if LA were to ever show up,
if somebody's out there, everybody knows somebody that knows somebody that knows John Elway.
I'm 6 degrees of separation.
Yes.
Say hi to the man.
Exactly. And like his former coworkers might even be there anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if he misses Steve, he misses Rod, Alfred Williams, somebody, I mean, come on out, man.
Why not? It'd be great. And like, pretty much that counts as your charity, John. Come out to a dwarf comedy show. You don't know. I mean, I'm 33 right now, but that's like 72 in dwarf.
Exactly.
You don't know how long this is going to last. So you got to come out and get and give the man his wish.
You got draft season come up. You need some good karma in your life.
No kidding. And if you make the dwarf happy, you get three wishes. You start off wish number one that Peyton Manning circa 4 years ago comes walking through that door. You can start off like, this second wish will be for an O-line. Third will be for a Julius Thomas to come back. I don't
know.
Good tight end. Yeah, we have a couple good tight ends
If that didn't sell it for you, John Elway, I don't know what.
Right?
I mean, I don't know what would.
I feel bad because now he's going to look like a bad person if he doesn't come to the shows.
John Elway will be a ridiculously terrible person
if he does not show up. Don't say that.
I mean, I don't even know if I could be a fan of John Elway if he does not show up this weekend.
I will still work. This is not a joke. I've been married now for 4 months, and we're talking about the possibility of kids. If I have a daughter, we've decided the name will be Elway. That is already.
Better than naming her John, I guess.
A little bit, we tried to go with Elway or Shanahan, and maybe Vaughn. That might work.
You could what, baptize or do whatever at Shanahan's. Shanahan Steakhouse.
But in case John's listening, or Elway Steakhouse, because that's a good one too.
I forgot they are the steakhouse.
I'm trying to suck up so bad.
John Elway.
Sad.
Somebody knows John. Do one night, just get him out. Comedy Works will make sure he has a good seat. It'll be a good time. So for everybody else, you're invited too, though. He wants to see everybody, even if you're not John Elway.
Dude, I've got some crazy fans that come out. I'm one of the diehard Bronco fans that like comes to every game, like with the face painted and the helmet and the shoulder pads. And he came out to a show, and it was weird because he came out in the full Broncos gear. So it was just like, you see, all the people are dressed normally, and then you scan the crowd, you see this orange and blue soldier. He looks like he's from an apocalyptic movie, and that was pretty awesome. Now I want the orange Cousin It guy to show up.
Well, and then at our fifth birthday, a guy showed up with a big BW chain. Brad Williams chain.
Yeah. I didn't bring it with me. I still have that chain.
That was awesome. I was like, he was wearing it the whole night. And I'm like, why is he? I was like, who's this guy wearing chain? I was like, oh, it's Brad's chain.
That's my chain.
It's Brad Williams chain, BW.
Dude, it was great. This is some of the best comedy fans in the nation. We got some good weather. I'm fine with this weather. It's fine. Not a lot of snow on the ground. Like I said, I was in Buffalo last week, and that was like, people were like, oh, it's only like a foot and a half of snow. It's like, yeah, it's dangerous. Yeah. I'm 4 feet tall, so if I trip and fall, I died to go out and buy a snorkel just to kind of walk around and warn people, like, if you see this snorkel sticking up out of the snow, start digging. I don't have a lot of time left.
Oh, last weekend for New Year's, it was cold. The weekend was very frigid, so it's going to be warm this weekend.
Perfect.
It's a great weekend for comedy.
Love it.
Brad Williams, one of our best friends here at Comedy, we want to thank you. And like I said, it's at Comedy Works South.
Yep.
You can get tickets at comedyworks.com. There might be some tickets at the door, but I say get them right now before it sells out.
Yeah, well, the Saturday early show is already sold out. So, you're gonna have to go fast.
Get on it now. Brad Williams, everybody. Thank you so much, man.
Thanks, guys.
It's Comedy 103.1.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.